98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted. Head in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward. The Secretary of State is calling on other world leaders to reinstitute tough sanctions against Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pushing the United Nations Security Council to restore stronger sanctions against Iran's ballistic missile program.
The Iranian regime is pursuing the same destructive, revolutionary goals that it has for the past 39 years, except now it has more money to achieve them. Thanks to the nuclear deal.
The secretary also advised against lifting an arms embargo in 2020 on Iran and recommends the Security Council establish inspections at ports and at sea to thwart Iranian arms exports. European allies say they agree with the U.S. on the need to constrain Iran's missile program, though oppose the administration's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. At the State Department, Rich Edson, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission yesterday struggled with the issue of condemning nuisance properties in unincorporated areas of the county.
One of the issues the commission talked about putting before the legislature in January was how to deal with such properties. The idea is to give counties the same power as cities in Kansas to condemn and remove nuisance properties. But Commissioner Richard Ransow said that amounts to an abuse of power.
Sometimes freedom is a little messy, and we can't expect a perfect solution just by giving our government bureaucrats more power.
In the end, the commissioners voted 5-0 to give the Metropolitan Area Planning Department the latitude to deal with the issue, but not bring any proposed legislation before the legislature until January. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
An eastern Nebraska city will continue paying Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach at least $10,000 a year to defend its immigration ordinance, even though the last legal challenge to the rule ended in 2014, 4 years ago. Fremont City Council unanimously approved its annual agreement with Kobach Tuesday. Since 2010, the city has paid the Republican, who lost his bid to become Kansas governor this fall, a total of nearly $102,000.
United Airlines flight attendants are set to protest today at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Some 2,000 United flight attendants are based here in Chicago, where a large amount of them who aren't scheduled to work, and because it's illegal to strike, will protest looming staff reductions on international flights. The demonstration would have 16 planned worldwide.
It has no impact on customers. Just want to make sure everyone knows, travel with confidence.
United's Managing Director of Global Communications, Megan McCarthy, says the airline will continue working with the flight attendants union in efforts to get its staffing in line with United's competitors. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A wind advisory goes into effect at mid-morning through this afternoon across south-central Kansas. We will have some wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour as low pressure passes to our south. That will also bring in some moisture, including light rain or drizzle. Today's high 42. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 29. Then sunny and breezy again tomorrow. Friday's high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy. 40 degrees and a north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. KNSS 836 with Steve and Ted, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, Google has unveiled its year in search for 2018.
Google looking back on the last 12 months, detailing the top searches of the year, the World Cup topping its global list of overall searches and news topics. Duchess of Sussex Meghan Markle, who wed Prince Harry in May, the most Googled person internationally. Singer Demi Lovato, the top trending artist, followed by rapper Cardi B. The Cleveland Cavaliers' Tristan Thompson, the most searched athlete. Sylvester Stallone, the most searched actor. Black Panther earning the spot as top trending film globally.
I never freeze.
Google says lists are based on search terms that had the highest spike this year compared to last year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at a holiday flick.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Ella Hunt, the star of Anna and the Apocalypse, a zombie comedy Christmas musical. Yep, you heard that right. Ella has been having fun describing this one to family and friends.
It's a zombie musical set at Christmas. And it's also a coming-of-age story. And I think that's a really important one when I'm describing it to family, especially family and friends who are a little skeptical about it. I'm like, don't worry, you will be able to relate to it.
As for the story at the center of it,
the part that stuck out to me was that it was representing young people in a more honest way than I had seen done in a lot of movies before.
She adds it's part of how genre movies tend to be about something more.
I'm super into how having vegetables with my dessert, if you like get the metaphor. Yeah. That just that thing of enjoying watching something and then at the end coming out of it and thinking. That's my kind of movie.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Sesame Street introduces a character with nowhere to call home.
Sesame Street, shining a light on child homelessness, reintroducing the character Lily, a 7-year-old Muppet staying with friends because her family has lost their home.
We don't have our own apartment anymore, and we've been staying in all different kinds of places.
She learns home is where love is. Reps for Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind the show, say they know the trauma kids can face losing a home. The goal, to help disrupt that cycle by comforting children, empowering them, and giving them hope for the future. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Christian Bale plays former Vice President Dick Cheney in the upcoming film Vice.
Whether Vice is an accurate portrait of former Vice President Dick Cheney or not, Christian Bale, who plays him in the upcoming biopic, expressed admiration. Bale called Cheney a wonderful family man, a great dad. He's an avid reader and, quote, has a brain like a vice, and he constantly reads history.
When you have power, people will always try to take it from you, always.
Are you even more ruthless than you used to be?
However, will the real-life Cheney find this film enjoyable or aggravating? Bale answers, I think he'll certainly find it entertaining at the very least, adding, I think he's a thick-skinned guy and I'd love to hear his thoughts. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019 will be announced today.
15 artists or groups are up for the honor, including Janet Jackson, John Prine, Devo, Kraftwerk, Radiohead, and MC5. Also nominated are Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Rage Against the Machine, LL Cool J, and Roxy Music. Stevie Nicks, who is already in the hall as part of Fleetwood Mac, is nominated as a solo act. And Def Leppard tops the fan voting ahead of Nicks, Todd Rundgren, The Zombies, and The Cure. To be eligible for nomination, the artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination. The induction ceremony is set for March 29th in Brooklyn. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Birthday today, singer Taylor Swift celebrating her 29th birthday today. A big listener of The Blur named Allison wanted to make sure we got Taylor Swift's birthday on today.
There you go, Allison.
Taylor
aim
Swift
to please.
Taylor Swift, 29 today, broke through at a young age on the country charts, of course, and then gained massive mainstream success. She's the first woman to win the Album of the Year Grammy twice. Currently, she has sold more than 40 million albums worldwide. Her songs have been officially downloaded more than 130 million time.
Say, Taylor's somewhat popular then.
And she's not even 30 yet. Oh. Today is her 29th birthday. Happy birthday to Taylor Swift. Speaking of music, it was 90 years ago on this day that George Gershwin's An American in Paris premiered in New York. Another piece of classic American music.
Yeah.
From the mind of George Gershwin.
George Gershwin.
Yeah. So we marked that occasion today. We mentioned Taylor Swift's birthday. We got a couple of other biggies today. I mean biggies. Actor Christopher Plummer celebrating a birthday today. Oscar winner, multiple Tonys, multiple Emmys, and a Golden Globe winner as well. Actor for Christopher Plummer is 89
wow.
today.
How about that?
Of course,
he's a good one.
Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, among many others.
Somewhere in Time.
Somewhere in Time.
He's a mean manager.
Yes, he's
my
the
wife,
stern
favorite
manager
movie.
Of yes. Jane Seymour
Jane
in that
Seymour.
Movie. Yeah, yeah, and... He can do comedy. He's in one of the Pink Panther movies.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer's 89 today. And there's someone that's a star that's even older than him today. Actor Dick Van Dyke celebrating a birthday today. Dick Van Dyke is 93 today. Multiple Emmy winner. Also has a Tony and a Grammy to his credit. Where was Dick Van Dyke born, Steve
Rob
McIntosh?
Petrie in Danton, Dan something, Danville.
He grew
Ohio.
Up in Danville, Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
He was born in South Central Missouri, West Plains, Missouri,
well,
where
go.
Dick Van Dyke was born.
Dick Van Dyke.
And he's celebrating a birthday today. He is 93. And let's finish up with Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Former NFL star Tiki Barber has announced he will be joining the cast of the Broadway musical Kinky Boots. And in exchange, Nathan Lane is going to play quarterback for the Jets.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Now, there's a picture of Steve and Ted right there on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to see
it. Check it out. Many people have made that pilgrimage.
Got to see it.
You got to go there for the food as well. Tasty pizza. Each and every day, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., right there on K15 at 208 South Baltimore, Pizza John's in Derby.
Good news for Airbus in the U.S. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up with Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.